January is National Mentoring Month, and today, January 17th, is International Mentoring Day. There is never a glut of mentors, and it seems always a need. Certainly, YouthBridge, based in Northwest Arkansas and helping teens in eight counties, could use more mentors. YouthBridge, founded in 1963, seeks to provide safe and empowering services for young people and their families. Tracy Kaufman, mentor programming coordinator at YouthBridge, says becoming a mentor for an adolescent isn't difficult. She says a mentor needs to be 21 or older, able to offer care and compassion,
and be willing to commit at least 1 hour a week for 6 months. We really leave it up to the individual and the mentee and his or her families, because, you know, sometimes you may have more than one. Say you want to spend more than 1 hour. We say at least 1 hour, but really, we're talking about a lot more than just, you know, 1 hour. We're hoping that at least, you know, that the mentors that come in will at least be able to give 1 hour. But we also invite our mentors and our mentees to communicate with each other. That can be through, a lot of times they'll call or send text, and they kind of keep, you know, in track of, you know, in each other during the week. And we also do a mentoring group event once a month. We go and pick them up. If their parents want to bring them, that's fine. We usually like the mentor to go by the house and pick them up so they can, you know, have more one-on-one, and then we all meet up together for the event.
So say I apply to be a mentor. Who do you match me up with?
You would go through our interview process, and we asked a lot of different questions, like, what are your interests? Where do you work? What do you like to do? What kind of music do you listen to? What is your favorite food? What is your favorite movie? Your books? You know, all these different things. And then we'll match you up with one of our boys, because we like to keep, you know, the males
sure.
to the males and females to females. So I would just sit down with you and talk to you about what are your interests.
This might be intimidating for some people.
Okay.
What do they want to talk to me about?
That ranges.
Okay.
From.
Because maybe I'm not ready to handle something or a question or a advice.
Before we actually place you with one of our kids, we do go through a 2-hour training for our mentors. And that covers relationships. It covers topics you may come across. It covers boundary issues that we may have, because that is also, you know, because we do allow our mentors to go, and if they would, you know, between the mentee and their family, we allow our mentors to go and pick up the child if they, you know, would like. And sometimes they'll go to the park, or they'll go to the mall, or they'll go fishing. And when they do that, you know, it really does create, you know, such a close bond. So we basically just ask, you know, just your interest, and we just kind of, you know, match them up together.
What's the first session together like?
Well, I go with you, because obviously, you know, you don't know where they are, where they live. And we just usually go and we eat somewhere, and that's on YouthBridge. And we take, you know, I'll go, and then, like, you would come with me, and then your mentee would come. And we'll just kind of all sit down together, and I would fill you in beforehand. I would say, hey, we have, you know, I've got a child that matches up. You know, it looks like it'd be a really good match for you. And I'll tell you a little bit about him. And, of course, it is something that you are going to agree to as well. You know, you may prefer only working with boys that are, you know, 16, 17. So I'm going to keep you on the list for our, you know, older boys. But and then after we go through and I would talk to you about that, and you get all your background and everything's checked and covered and comes in good, then we go through and do our 2-hour training. And with that, it just covers, like, what I had, you know, went through. And then from there, we go and we meet the family. And we just go eat, and we just visit and talk about you know, I usually kind of help guide the relationship in the very beginning, because I do keep in touch with moms and dads and grandparents, whoever their guardian is, whoever they're living with. I usually just go and cover and talk with the family. And so I'm always in touch. Like, I'll always be in touch with you, and I'm always in touch with the parents. And we just, our first visit, like I said, I'm there and I'll be with the both of you.
Tracy Kaufman is Mentor Programming Coordinator for YouthBridge. You can learn more at youthbridge.com. January is National Mentoring Month. Today, January 17th, is International Mentoring Day.